Alright, so my name is Gabby Walker. It is 11:59 a.m. I am with
Richard Van Bibber. That's V-A-N-B-I-B-B-E-R.
Alright, let's switch it over to the... Alright. So I see you're wearing a Nut Club hat. Do you work at the Fall Festival, or are you just a visitor?
Well, Nut Club was established back in 1921. And I've been a member.
1921.
That's what I said. I already said 18. Okay, 1921. So this is our 97th year. And that's what a lot of these things represent, is the number of years. I got in the club in 1980. Okay. And so I've been, yes, we do. We all have committees that we work on to help get this fall festival to take place.
So,
once a year.
Wow, that's really cool. So, what made you want to join the Nut Club? Why did you join?
Most of it is the prestige of just being a member. Because there's only 300 active members.
Okay.
It's a closed membership. The only way membership opens up now is a person passes on or they just quit, which is not likely to quit.
All right, so can you tell me about the first time you worked the Fall Festival, or like one of your earliest?
That was 1980. Yeah, first year, the new members have to throw trash. All these trash cans have to be dumped by new members coming in that year. And then, of course, we all sweep the streets. And at the end of the week, we spend all morning, Sunday morning, cleaning everything, sweeping everything. And within a two block radius.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we were talking to someone, a part of the club earlier, and he said that, you guys work all together and it looks absolutely pristine, like nothing.
You come by here at 1:30, sitting next Sunday, and you'll never tell that anything happened to you. In fact, it'll look better than what it did before it started.
Do you have like a favorite story from the Fall Fest? Favorite memory?
Well, the few years back when I was younger, working the Tuesday with the handicapped children, that's really an emotional and memorable moment. Just helping those kids participate in things that they wouldn't normally get to do.
And then last question, what do you think people should know about the Fall Festival? Or if they, like, I personally haven't been like as many times as she has. So, like, what is something like you would say to someone who's first time coming?
Just that, like you're doing now, get as much information about it as you can, because there's so much that you could miss out on. But mostly it's during the day, it's all these food booths and all the different variety of foods they offer. And then, but in the evenings, it's the amusement park rides open, and everybody, the younger kids and what have you, all enjoy that. And then, of course, that's gratifying for us. As being grandparents, our kids have grown up with this, and now our grandkids are going through it too.
Are you the one from Evansville?
I'm from Boonville. Yeah. So I've been coming for like 7-ish years because my family moved to Evansville. So.
And I'm from Indianapolis, so I'm a newbie.
We do too.
All right. Well, thank you very much for
your
time.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and if you would just take a moment.